Today's daf is daf nun vav, the very last daf of the Masechta. Today's learning is sponsored by the Felder family in honor of parents, children, and grandchildren, and anonymously the Leila Nishmas, the Yortzeit of the Chafetz Chaim. So today we got to the last two lines of Nun Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Ubechiluk lechem apanim." When it came to dividing lechem apanim, when it came during the regalim, so we divided amongst all the mishmaros as well. So in addition to dividing the avoda, they also divided the lechem apanim. So we learned yesterday the source of how do we know that they divided the avoda on the regalim, because the pasuk had said, "Bechol avas nafsho v'sheres," that everybody comes, whoever wants to come could come and work in the base of Megdish. But now the Gemara wants to know how. What's the source that Chiluk Lechem Aparim is also divided amongst all the different Mishmaros? So says the Gemara now in the last line of Nun Hei Mrebeis, Tanu Rabbanan, quote to Braisa, Minayin Shekol HaMishmaros Shavos B'Chiluk Lechem Aparim. What's the source, the basis, that all the Mishmaros divide equally in Lechem Aparim? So Gemara says, Tamalomer Chiluk Kechiluk Yochelu. This is the end of the Pasuk, or the very next Pasuk, it says, Chiluk Kechiluk Yochelu Levad Mimkarav Al Ha'avos. That they divide the eating as well. So asks the Gemara, which eating, which achila would the pasuk be describing? Kechelik avoda, kach chelik achila. Just like they divided the avoda, the sheres, the very previous pasuk, so too they divided the eating as well. Samay achila, which eating, which carbon would they eat? Ilema carbonos, if it's referring to the carbonos that they themselves brought, that a kohen is bringing a particular carbon, and we're saying that carbon you bring, you should eat. We already know that. That's learned from a different pasuk. Mehosam nafka, it says, lekohen hamakriv osa lo sihya. When a kohen brings a carbon, regardless of when that takes place, he gets to eat that carbon. So that we already know from a pasuk that he eats the carbon that he brings. So what else will be included from the pasuk? Chelak kechelak yochelu. El lechem apanim. It must be referring to lechem apanim, that there is no avoda done to lechem apanim this week, yet he eats from it. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says two lines from the top here. Says Rashi, mehasam nafka lekohen hamakriv osa, misha ovda ochla. He who does the avoda eats it. Since he does the avoda on the regalim, whatever the avoda is, of course he's going to participate in the eating. So that's not what's being included for the pasuk chelik chelik yochelu. Ela must be, says Rashi, lechem apanim itzrich lerbuye she'ein ba shum avodas lechem. There's no avoda lechem shekfar nases avodaso mishabbos she'avra. All the avoda lechem apanim was done the previous Shabbos. It stays on the shulchan for a full week until it's eaten the next Shabbos, but no avoda is done the week that they're eating it. So it must be that even though no avoda is being done to it, nonetheless all the mishmaros can participate in eating the lechem apanim. Gemara says further now, yachal af b'chovos habos shalom achmas aregel, biregel. One might have thought that maybe all the mishmaros that come together, they should be able to participate in any carbon that comes, even if it doesn't come because of the regel. Like nedarim and nedavos, if they were to come, if someone were to bring it during the regel, maybe any mishmar, if they wanted, could participate. Tamalomar levad mimkarav al haavos. The end of the pasuk reads that chelak kechelak yochelu levad mimkarav al haavos. They're able to eat the lechem apanim, except for that which comes from the avos. What does avos refer to? Ma machra ha'avos elazeh ani b'shabasi v'ata b'shabascha. Meaning all the avos, all the mishmaros, all the fathers, the different groupings of the kohanim made an agreement. They said, listen, whatever week it is, if it's my week, I eat and you can't participate. If it's your week, you eat. We have our own different weeks. So if this week was a particular mishmar, so no one's able to participate in those karbanos that come, not machmas haregel, that goes to the particular mishmar of that week. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, Tamalomer levad mimkarav, chutmi mashim machru avos zelazeh. That all the mishmars could participate in what's being brought during the week of the regel, except for that which was stipulated between all the avos. All the mishmars, it means. Uma machru avos zelazeh, says Rashi. Komar shehisnu b'neim, they stipulate amongst themselves, each one has their own separate week. So therefore, the Nadar Nadavos and anything else that's brought that's not Machmas Aregel, the Mishmar of the week gets to eat it and do the Avoda, not all the other Mishmars. So now the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Batzeres Omer Lo Helech V'chule, that we saw in the Mishnah, that in addition to Lechem Aparim that was made of Matzah, they divide amongst the Mishmaros, if it was Shavuos, where there's also the Shteya Lechem, which came from Chametz, that would be divided as well as the Lechem Aparim. So we're going to come back to that at the end of the Amud here, but the Gemara is going to go on a bit of a tangent and then bring it back to connect it to our Mishnah. So what does the Gemara say? Itmar. Rav Amar Sukkah v'charkach Zman. When it comes to the brachos that we say the first night of Sukkot, so Rav said first you should say Leishiv Sukkah, and then afterwards you should say Shechianu. Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Zman V'Achar Kach Sukkah. No, first you should say She'echiyanu, then afterwards you should say the bracha of Le'sheva Sukkah. So Rabba Amar Sukkah V'Achar Kach Zman Chiyuva Diyoma Adif. It's better to say the Chiyuva of today, because the truth is the Zman of the She'echiyanu could have been said during the before Sukkot. When you made the Sukkah, you could have said it a week ago if you wanted to. The guy forgot to say Shachianu, so you could still say it all in Sukkot, but that's not a Chiv of today. That's making up what you missed a couple days ago. So the Chiv of today, which is the Leish of a Sukkah, that should come prior to that which is being made up of a Shachianu. But Rabba Bar Bar Chana argues and says, Amar Zman V'Chakach Sukkah. First, you should say Shechianu because that's Tadir, v'she'eino Tadir, Tadir Kodim. Shechianu is more common than that of Leishiv HaSukkah. How is it more common? Says Rashi, Zman Tadir, Shinoig B'chalar Regalim. All the Regalim we say as Shechianu. So there are a number of interesting things here. We can't talk about all of them, but it's interesting to know that Rashi only mentions the Shechianu of Regalim. He does not mention the Shechianu of Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. Those are not Regalim, but we do say Shechianu. In addition to that, also, he does not say Shechianu that we say on new fruit or new clothing. That's also not included here. So it sounds like the Archon there says, it must be that even though Shechianu is the same exact Nusach, it's not the same bracha. It's not counted in the same category. Shechianu on new clothing and new fruit is different than the Shechianu on Regalim. Now, it's still an open question. What about Shechianu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? But it seems from the Chassam Sofer, as I'll share with you, that even though Rashi does say Regalim, he seems to include also Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why is that? Because the Chassam Sofer says the math doesn't make sense. Because Leishiv HaSukkah we say for 7 days. In Chutzar it's 8 days. But let's say 7 days. Shechianu we only actually say 6 times by Regalim. How? First day of Pesach, first day of Shavuos, first day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. That's only 6 days of Yom Tov Shechianu as opposed to Leishiv, which is 7 days. So Leishiv is actually more Tadir than the 6 days of Shechianu. And the answer is that although it's maybe less frequent, it's more Matzoi, which really means frequent. It's not... Meaning, over the calendar year, we say Leishiv more times, but it's all in one unit. It's 7 days, but it's all one unit. As opposed to Shechianu, it's spread throughout the rest of the year. So it's not a question of how many times, it's a question of frequency. So there are really 6 times a year we say Shechianu. There's only 1 time we say Leishiv. Even though it's 7 times, it's one unit. So I'll give you another example.
One chiyuv.
What?
Only one.
Right, I was going to say something.
Only one chiyuv to eat mitzvah.
No, but you end up saying...
You could opt not to eat, and one day not.
If you could, that could be a different answer. But in the end of the day, but there still is a mitzvah to say if you do get a key mitzvah, it's still a leishiv. One would say if you sit in the sukkah. So now this similar question that come when it comes to the first day, second day rather of Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul, which is Aleph Elul, right? The first second day is Rosh Chodesh is Aleph Elul. We say Baruch Hanafshi LeDavid, which comes first, LeDavid or Baruch Hanafshi? Baruch Hanafshi is only 12 times a year, really 18 because a 2 day Yom Rosh Chodesh is every other one. 18 times we say. But David, we say 50 times from Elul till Shmi Atzeres. So that's 50 times. So which should come first? 50 verse 18. You would think that David should come first. But David is 1 time of the year. David is 12 times during the year. So therefore, frequency, Matsui, comes before that, which is more times of the year, if you will. Either way, this is Machlokas. Does Shechianu come first? Or does Leishiv come first? The Gemara now says, Lema, let's say this Machlokas is a Rav and Rav Bar Chana, whether Tadir is the Iker, or is the Chiv of the day's Iker, let's suggest that this is a machlokas bepluksa de beishame beishil, kemiflagi. The Tanya Rabban the Baraisa tells us this appears in Maseches Brachos. Dvarim shebein beishame beishil besuda. They had many debates in regards to the halachas of the Suda. Beishame omrim, mivarech al hayom, v'acharkach mivarech hayan. First you say Mekadesh Yisrael, whatever the Zman is of that Kiddush, and then you say the bracha ahal gafen. Beis Hillel Omerim, no. You first say Mevarach al Hayayin, v'acharkach Mevarach al Hayom. First you say Agaf, and then you say the Kiddush of Mikadesh Yisrael al Zman, whatever it is, you say afterwards. So Beis Shammai says Kiddush, and then Gafen. Beis Hillel says Gafen, then Kiddush. So what's Machlokas? Beis Shammai Omerim Mevarach al Hayom, v'acharkach Mevarach al Hayayin. Why Shayom Gorim Leyayin Shiavo? We wouldn't be saying Agafen had not been the Yom. The Yom, because today's Yom, because today's Shabbos, that's what causes the wine to be here, so the Yain should come first. Ukvar Kiddush Yom, the day's already miskadish from the Tzeisa Kochavim. Vadayin Yain Loba, and the Yain hasn't yet come. So the Yain is really what creates the day. The Yom, rather, creates the day. So Kiddush comes before Yain. Beis Hillel Omrim, Mivarach Al Hayayin, first you say Agafen, V'acharkach Mivarach Al Hayom, Shayayin Gorin L'Kiddush. You can't say Kiddush without Yain. Yain allowed you to say Kiddush. Yes, the day is Kadosh. But for me to say my Kiddush, I need Yain. I need wine to make me, to allow me to say Kiddush. Therefore, Yain comes before Kiddush. Shetomer. And Davar Acha, this is why we brought the Brisa. Birchas Yain Tadira, who Birchas Yom Eino Tadira. And Tadir Vishaino Tadir Tadir Kodim. Because a Gafen, we say all year round, a Gafen is more frequent than that of Kiddush. And therefore, Tadir Vishaino Tadir Tadir Kodim. So we see that Le Marav, who holds you say Shechianu first, because Tadir is more important. Lema Rav, who says you say Leshe first, because the Chiv of today is more important than the old Chiv. Lema Rav Damar Kibbe Shammai, who doesn't take into account Tadir. And Rava Barbar Chana Damar Kibbe Hillel, who it's Tadir is the factor here. And just like you say Shechianu first, because it's more Tadir, so to Agafen comes first because it's more Tadir. So that's the initial suggestion, to line these two machlokism up. So Amr Lecha Rav says, no, Ana, I, who holds us Leshev, comes before Shechianu, because the Chiv of the Yom is better than Shechianu. Ana Damar Afilu Beis Hillel. I'll even hold a Beis Hillel. Ad Kan Lo Kamer Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel only says by the Geffen and Kiddush, Hasam, El Shayayin Garm Le Kiddush Shetomer. Because Beis Hillel wasn't only working with Tadir Vishen Tadir, he had another reason, he said, because the Yain allows me to say Kiddush. That was really the main reason of Beis Hillel. It wasn't really Tadir. Aval Hacha, Ilav Zman, Milo Amrinan Sukkah. Let's say there wasn't Zman, would you not say Shechianu? In other words, Yain and Kiddush are intertwined with each other. They depend on each other. Zman and Leshev are not intertwined with each other. You could still say Leshev, even though there's no Zman. If I said Shechianu when I built my Sukkah a week ago, I will still say Leishev without Zman. So they're not connected here at all. But Yain and Kiddush are connected. So that's a different halacha. The two are intertwined. But here, they're not connected. So don't start bringing to me that the Leishev needs to have the Zman. No, the Zman could go afterwards. And Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Amar Lecha, Rabbi Bar Chana, who says, no, Tadir is the real factor here. And you say Zman before Sukkah. He says, Amar Lecha, Anna Damri Avilu Beis Shammai. Even I would hold a Beis Shammai. Ad kan lo amri beis shamay hasam el shayom garm liyayim shiava, because the day caused me, it created a chiv of a yayin of kiddush, so that's why kiddush comes before gafen, even though gafen is more tadi. But hacha ilav sukkah mi lo amrin zman. If there wasn't sukkah, would we not say a shechianu? I mean, in other words, let's say the guy didn't have a sukkah, he would still say a shechianu. Shechianu isn't only on the mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah, it's only on the yantif. If there's a kiddush, if there's a yantif of kedushas yantif of sukkah, one would say Shechianu even if he would be put there from a sukkah. If you just look at Rashi for the example here, Rashi writes like 10 narrow lines up, Ilav sukkah, Ilav yeshiva sukkah, if the guy was not able to fulfill the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, mi lo minan zman, would we not say Shechianu? Could go in holchei drachim, people who are traveling, the p'turim in a sukkah, omim zman, b'shvil hamori, they would still say zman, because it's still a yantif. So Zman goes on both the mitzvah of Leishim Sukkah, and it goes on the Zman. But either way, we see that the Zman is independent from the Sukkah, so they both say that these two discussions are not really comparable, and therefore we can't line them up. Fine. So now the Gemara says, back to square one, we have this machlokas, does Shechianu come first because it's Tadir, or does the Leishim come first because it's the Zman, Chiv, the Yom, Adif. So Gemara quotes our mission, which is why we brought this discussion here. Tanan. Batseris Omer lo, Helech Matzah, Helech Chametz. When it comes to Shavuos, we say, okay, here, divide the Matzah, Lechem upon him, and then afterwards, let's divide the Chametz of Shtei Lechem. V'ha hacha, de Chametz Iker, u Matzah Tafel, v'katani, Helech Matzah, v'Helech Zman, Chametz, rather. So here, the Chametz is Iker, and the Matzah is Tafel. Why is that the case? Because, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, the Chametz Iker, Shehu Chove L'Yom. Today, Shavuos, the Shtei Lechem, is today, the Iker is Zman of today, that's Shavuos. That's Iker. And matzah is tafel because Rashi says shu shel shabbos shavur matzah lechem upon it. It's from last week already. It's old. V'katani de palga matzah bereisha almir tadir adif. Matzah is every single week. Lechem upon him is matzah. Every single week you have lechem upon him. So why are we dividing the matzah before we divide the chametz? The chametz is today's chiv of atzeres. So it must be that tadir is more important because matzah comes every single week. Tadir overrides the chiv of today of the chametz of the atzeres of Shavuos. That's what the Gemara suggests, and therefore it's the Tiyufta derav who felt that no, the Iker Zman comes before that which is tadir. That's the kasha. That's the Tiyufta derav.
Doesn't the makriv the levona on the day they eat it? Shouldn't that be the main day?
No, this we're talking about the eating, the dividing of the chametz and the lechem. Nothing to do with the levona.
The levona is they take the levona on the day that they eat it, and they put it. On
yeah, but that's not the lechem upon him itself. That's not what they're actually eating. That's not called the of lechem upon him. So then the Gemara says, Amar lecha Rav. Rav says, Tanayi, it's really machlokas Tanayim. The Tani, the Brisa says, Heilech Matzah, Heilech Chametz, Abashol Omer, Heilech Chametz, Heilech Matzah. So our Mishnah was presenting only one opinion, but there's really two opinions, the order, and the order of whether Matzah comes before Chametz, or Chametz comes before Matzah, is the same exact machlokas as Rav and Rav Barchana, whether Tadir is more important, or the Zman Chiyuva Dioma is Adif. So then the Gemara says, Darish Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista. Lo kedivei Rav, Damer Sukkah v'chakach Zman. We don't say Leishiv and then Shechyanu, Ella Zman v'chakach Sukkah. Rav Sheshis, Breder of Idi, Amar, no, Sukkah v'chakach Zman, v'hilchasa Sukkah v'chakach Zman. The past psak is, first night of Sukkot, we're going to sit there, we're going to say Leishiv, and we're going to say Shechyanu at the end, because Shechyanu goes both on the Zman of the Yontif, it also goes on the Leishiv, so we make it last, so this way it covers both the mitzvahs of the Kedusha of the Yom and the Leishiv of Sukkah. Now, when it comes to the second day, Yantif and Chutzar, it gets a little tricky. There's a big machlokas whether you switch the order of Leishiv and Shechyanu. So there's machlokas 2 days in the rush. Shulchan Aruch and Ramah says you should switch the order, which means you first say Shechyanu, then you say Leishiv afterwards. Others say no, you still maintain it. So the different minhagim, different places. I believe most machzorim say you switch the order and you first say Shechyanu, and then you do Leishiv afterwards. But again, there are different practices in different communities. Because already you said you already said Shechyanu on the Leishiv, on the mitzvah sukkah already. You could have said it last week on building the sukkah. So you already yotzei the first night on the sukkah. So you put Leishiv afterwards because the sukkah is not really the mitzvah. The Shechyanu is going on the kiddush, the kiddushas of yomtiv that's taking place. Now the Gemara says, last few lines before the Mishnah, Mishamer Shizmanu Kavua Vishar Karbanos Tzibur. So we had said whoever's Zman Kavua, whoever's mishpat is that week, they get to do all the regular kabbalas that don't come, because the regal, the nedarim, the nedavos, the timidim, they all get to bring, and also shar karbanos sibur. So what's shar karbanos sibur? What is being included that's not mentioned explicitly in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, la'suye mai, la'suye par helm davar shel tzibur u'si'iri avod eskochavim. If these were to be brought during the yontiv, the mishmar kavua would bring these karbanos. And then the last line of the Mishnah was, V'hu makiv is a kol, and he's makiv everything. What's that coming to include? Lasui mai, lasui keitzam izbech. The keitzam izbech, just look at Rashi here to explain what the keitzam izbech is. The last narrow line of Rashi, the last word, keitzam izbech. Kishu batel, when the mizbech is quiet, when no activity is taking place. Kishu kalsa k'taris tamid, when the tamid is over, and there's nothing going on in the mizbech. Vein mevi neder nedava, the known nedava, the must be brought. Hayu shofu sham shenosin behem maos kol mosos hashnuyim ba'ashas. There are these funds that were just an extra surplus of money that were put into these different baskets. Whenever they say, let the animal graze until it gets a mum, and sell it, let the proceeds go to the nedava, that we're referring to. We use those funds, we bring karbanos to keep the mizbech constantly active. So referring to those nedarim, nedavos that are brought, the nedavos that are brought, the keitzim mizbech are done by the mishmar kavua as well. Okay, let's go further. One interesting question before we go ahead in the Mishnah here. Oh, well, it's getting late here. But either way, one interesting question that the Achron asked the question when it came to the Zman and the Kiddush and the Yayin, which one goes first? The question they ask, wait a second, shouldn't the Kiddush go first because Kiddush is a mitzvah deraisa? Hagafen is only a mitzvah derabanan, a birchas anenin, so shouldn't deraisa come before derabanan? So the Shagasari says there's no such concept that deraisa goes before derabanan. We have tadir, v'shein tadir, but we don't have deraisa to go before derabanan. That's not a factor, and we ignore that. The Pnei Yeshua argues and says, not true. The Raisas always go before the Rabbanans. But this case, he says, is different. He explained that this case is particularly different because you could fulfill the mitzvah the Raisa through the Kiddush, and therefore, it's not just the Raisa separate. Through the Guffin, you could fulfill the Raisa, so you could accomplish both, even with the HaGuffin. Okay, let's go. Right now, the end of the Amud, the new Mishnah begins. Yom Tov HaSamech L'Shabbos Bein Bilfaneha Bein L'Acheres. It's a little confusing what this means. The Gemara is going to address it. But what it's referring to is the Shabbos before Sukkot or the Shabbos after Sukkot. The Gemara is going to have Havamina. Maybe it means the Yontif before Shabbos. The first Yontif before Shabbos, which refers to Shabbos of Chol HaMoed, or the Yontif after Shabbos, which refers to Chol HaMoed, that can't be addressed because we already know the halachas. When Shabbos falls out in between Yontif, that is already divided amongst Mishmaros. So we're referring to the Shabbos before the first day Yontif, or the Shabbos after the last day Yontif. That's what we're referring to. The Gemara is going to clarify that. Either way, the Yomtif Hasamech LeShabbos Bein Bilfneh Bein LaAcharei Hayu Kol Mishmaros Shabbos even though it's not actually Yom Tov, it's before Yom Tov or after Yom Tov, but since there are no days in between, they couldn't travel, the only way to get to Pesach or Sukkot and the Beis Mikdash in time was to spend the Shabbos right before Yom Tov, so all the Mishmaros are equal, even though it's not yet Yom Tov. In other words, let's say first day Sukkot is Matzah Shabbos. So they have to come for Shabbos to be there for Yom Tov. So even though it's not Yom Tov yet, they still get to divide evenly all the different things we discussed on that first Shabbos. Or same thing, if the Shabbos is the day after Yom Tov is over, same exact halacha. Bechiluk lechem apanim. If let's say Chal Yos Yom Echad Lahafsik Bein Time, let's say there's a day in between. Let's say Shabbos is Shabbos, of course, and Yom Tov is Sunday night, so there's a day of traveling in between. Or let's say Yom Tov is over on Thursday, Shvi Atzeres is Thursday, and there's a Friday day to travel, the Shabbos afterwards. If there's a day in between on either end, Chal Yos Biyom Echad Lahafsik Bein Time, Mishmar Shizmanu Kavua, whoever is Man Kavua, Haya Notel Eser Chalos, Vamisakev Notel Shaim. So normally, there's a different division of, we'll see how they divide it normally, but this particular Shabbos, if let's say the Mishmaros that were supposed to go back home couldn't make it, they're concerned they'd get stuck, they decided to stay over one more Shabbos, even though they had a day to travel. So the 10 of the Lechem Panim get divided amongst whoever's Mishmar is at Shabbos, and the other Mishmaros that got stuck over here for the Shabbos, they divided the 2 of the loaves of Lechem Panim. U'b'shayu Mos Hashanah, the regular Shabbos of the year, the way it was divided was Hanichnas Notel Sheish, Vayotze Notel Sheish. The incoming Mishmar takes 6, and the outgoing Mishmar takes 6 as well. Changing the guards on Shabbos, they'd split it. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hanichnas Notel Sheva, the incoming Mishmar takes 7, Vayotze Notel Chamesh, and the outgoing take 5. We'll see why there's a difference to Rabbi Yehuda. Hanichnasin Chalukin B'Tzafon, those who are coming in, the incoming Mishmar, they would divide the Lechem Panim in the northern part. That was the Iker part, because all the Karbanos were done B'Tzafon typically. That was called Iker. They were the incoming ones. We give them a little more precedence or a little more chashivas. And the outgoing Mishmar Hayotzin B'Darm would divide in the south. And Bilga, Liolim Chalekis B'Darm, Bilga, this family of the Bilga, would always divide in the south. They were punished. Ubatabaso Kavua, and they used the rings. They used to have 24 rings on the floor where they put the animal's head in to shecht it. The Bilga's ring was actually shut down. They had to borrow someone else's ring to use it as a disgrace for their family. We'll see why in Amud Beis. And Chalona Stuma, they also had these little cabinets or lockers where they used to leave knives. They locked up their cabinet, Bilga's family. They had to use someone else's cabinet, someone else's locker because of the disgrace that took place. We'll see on Amud Beis. So they were always in the south. They always had their ring was locked and their lockers were locked as well. So Gemara says, "Ma'im lefuneh, ma'im lachar." What does it mean? The Shabbos before the Shabbos afterwards? Ilema lefuneh Yom Tov Rishon. It means the Yom Tov Rishon was before the Shabbos, and lacharah means the Yom Tov Achron, that the Shmi Atzeres was after the Shabbos. That's another way of saying Haynu Shabbos Yishabosoch Hachag. That's Shabbos Chol Hamoed. We already discussed that in the previous Mishnah. Ella lefuneh means Yom Tov Achron. Meaning, if Yom Tov Achron is before a Shabbos, it means there's a Shabbos right after Shmi Atzeres. Or lacharei means Yom Tov Rishon, or it means Yom Tov Rishon is right after a Shabbos. So then we said if they had to stay over to get into Yom Tov, they were able to divide equally. My time up. Came in the Hani Mekadmei, the Hani Me'achrei, since these Mishmaros had to come early, because there's no other way to make it to Yom Tov, to make this for Yom Tov in time, or they were delayed because it was Shabbos right after Shmi Atzeres, Tikni Rabbanan Milsa, Kiecha Denichle, Ba'adeh Hadadeh, the Chacham Me'etakana, this way they could all participate equally. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Chal Yom Echad, if there's one day in between the Yom Tov and Shabbos, but they decide to stay back anyways, says the Gemara on Amud Beis now, that Vahani Tarti Maya Vidisai. So then we had that according to Rabbi Huda, he said the division was different. He said that you should divide 7 and 5. Normally, we divide 6 and 6. The incoming gets 6, and the outgoing gets 6 Lechem Panim. He says, no, the incoming gets 7, the outgoing gets 5. Why is that? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bischar HaGefes Delosos, because the incoming Mishra would close the doors. And closing the doors was considered a Chashuv Avoda, as Schar for closing the doors, so then they get an extra 2. That's what they said. So if you look at Rashi says, the 2 lines down here, Bischar HaGefes Delosos, Shemishmar HaNichnas Magif HaDelosos Arvis, Shepesach Osan Mishmar HaYotze. So the outcoming Mishra opened the doors in the morning, and the outgoing closed the door at night, so they get an extra 2. So now it's very strange. The previous Mishmar also got extra 2 the week before him. So Gemara asks the question, V'nei Malay Dal Badal. Why are everything equal? Why doesn't he just do 6 and 6? They're doing the same things. It's a very strange thing to separate 7 and 5. Why don't we say, Ali Mocha, my 7, I'll have 6 this week, you have 6 next week, and we'll have an even divide. Why do 5 and 7? It's very strange. So Gemara says, because that was the practice, and Amar Abaye, Botsina Taba Mikre, which is just a Mashu Rashi explains here. If you have an opportunity of taking 7 now, no one wants to forego that 7th one for next week. If you have a chance now, don't push it off a week. to lose one now to get a sixth one the next week. And therefore, they said once this practice started, there's no way of going back, and it was divided 7 and 5 throughout the rest of the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, so then Meir asks a question. He said, wait a second here. I don't get. So in the afternoon, they close the door, right? But in the morning, the Nichlas open the door. Isn't that the same exact avoda, opening and closing? So why do we give a schar for those closing the door, but we don't give extra schar for those opening the door in the morning? So the Miri's Mechadish said, Mestama, the incoming Mishmar came first thing in the morning, and they actually helped open the door. So they're there opening the door. Both Mishmars were together. But the outgoing one, Mishmar already left by the time they closed the gates. They went home already, so it was left alone. Only the new Mishmar, they closed the door by themselves, and that's why they get special schar for closing the door that evening. Fine. The Gemara now says 3 lines down here. Amar Rav Yehuda, Uva Musaf and Nechalkin, when it came to the Karban Musaf, they would divide the oros, the leather, as well when it came to the Karban Musaf. So Gemara says, is that really true? Meisvei. Mishmar Hayota Osa Tamid Shel Shachar, the outgoing Mishmar would do the Tamid Shel Shachar in the morning before they would leave. Uva Musaf and the Musaf as well. Mishmar HaNichneses, the incoming Mishmar on Shabbos, would Osa Tamid Shel Ben Habayim. Uva Zichen, so they do the afternoon Tamid and they do the Bazichen. Vilu Musafin Chalkin, when it came to Musafin Chalkin Lokadani, but it doesn't say they divide the Musafin, it says the Tamid Shashachar and the Musafin was done by the Mishmar Hayotze. It wasn't divided amongst both them. So Gemara says, Hai Tana B'chaluka Lokamari. This price is not referring to dividing the Oros, it's referring to who does the Avoda. So yes, the Mishmar Hayotze does the Avoda of the Musaf, but in terms of dividing the Oros, Eina Chanami, that would be divided amongst the Mishmar HaNichnas and Mishmar Hayotze. That just was not part of the subject of the brayse here. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, v'hatana de Bei Shmuel, demari b'chaluka u'musafin chalukin, chalukin lo kadani. We're about to bring a brayse that clearly he was osik in dividing different things, and yet they did not mention the dividing of musafin. The Tana de Bei Shmuel, mishmar hayotes osa tamid shashacha, the outgoing mishmar would do the tamid in the morning, u'musafin as well. The Mishmar HaNichneses, the incoming Mishmar, would also Tamid Shashachar Ben Abayim Ubazichin. And then Arba Kohanim Hayu Nichnasim Sham, Shnayim Mishmar Zu, V'Shnayim Mishmar Zu. So 4 Kohanim would come from the incoming Mishmar, 2 from each side, and then they would divide Lechem upon Chokum Lechem upon him. So that's how they'd push off. The way it would work is, if you had Kohanim take the new Lechem Panim, they put it on the tray of the Shulchan, and the old Lechem Panim would fall off, they'd catch it, and then they'd divide amongst the Kohanim. So we see that they are discussing dividing Lechem Panim in this Braisa. And even though it discusses the Chalukin of Lechem Panim, it does not mention Ilu Musaf in Chalukin Lokatani, but does not divide the Musaf, so it must be to Tiyufta, to Rav Yehuda Tiyufta, that the Musafim are not divided amongst both Mishmaros, rather, only the Mishmar Hayote, who do the Avoda, do they get the Chalukah, do they get the Musaf. Now the Gemara says, HaNichnasin Chalukin Musafim, the incoming Mishmara would divide in the north. So Tanya Rabbanan HaNichnasin Chalukin Vitzafon, Kedei Sheyiru Shehein Nichnasin. This way there would be understanding that the northern part was dedicated, was designated for the incoming Mishmar. Vayotzin Chalukin Medarin, Kedei Sheyiru Shehein Yotzin. So everyone would know, be clear, the north is for those incoming, the south is for those who are leaving, and that's how they divide. So the Gemara now says, Bilga, Liyolim Chalukin Bedarim. The Mishmar of Bilga would always divide in the south. Why was that? So the Gemara tells us what happened once. The Tanya Rabbanan Maisa ben Miriam Bas Bilga, this lady, young lady, Shemira Daita, she was off the Derech, V'halcha V'nisayis L'Sardiyot Echad Mivalcha Yivanim. She married one of these Greek governors, and Kishinichnesu Yivanim Lehecha, when they entered into the Beis HaMikdash, Haisa Mabatas Misandala Agavi Mizbech, she kicked the Mizbech when she entered in with the other Greeks. V'amrin, she said, Locus, Locus, Ad Masayata Mechala Mamon Shay Yisrael, until when are you going to stop wiping out, using all the money, wasting the money of Klai Yisrael? What is this? And she disgraced the Mizbech in a terrible way. In addition to her going off the Derech and intermarrying, she also disgraced the Mizbech in the Beis HaMikdash. V'yata Omer Alem B'shasa Tchak, and now here you see Klai Yisrael, they're being crushed by Yivanim, and you're not protecting them. U'kshashamu Chacham, the Chacham heard B'davar, they heard the matter. Kavu es tabata v'sasma es chalona. They took the ring of her family that was used to shech the animals, and they closed it up. They locked it up. They closed off her chalona, her locker of their family. V'yesham. Others say mishmarta shoa. Different reason. That's one reason. And there's a second explanation why that family was punished. Yeshomrim mishmarta shoa lavo v'nichnas yishav achiv imo v'shimesh tachtav. That the Mishmar of Bilga was delayed. One time they were a little lazy in coming to the Beis HaMikdash, which showed they didn't care much about the Beis HaMikdash, because every other Mishmar came early on time, if not early, they came late. And instead, the Yeshavev, which was the Mishmar before, had to stay over, and they did the Avodah extra. Even though normally, the neighbors of Risham don't get rewarded. Shechina Bilga and Nistaku, they were rewarded. Yishuv was rewarded. Why? Shebilga liol mechalek is bedarim. The Yishuv is achiv betzafim. That Yishuv was they were rewarded. That they always get to be in the north, even though they didn't necessarily deserve it. But in order to properly penalize Bilga for to be in the south, in both when they came and when they left. That means Yishuv, the previous Mishmar, was always in the north. Even when they were leaving, they remained in the north. This way, Bilga remained in the south. Either way, there are two different reasons why Bilga was punished. Either because of what happened with Miriam Bas Bilga, or because they were once delayed and didn't show the Chavivus of the Avodah. So Gemara says, Bishma, now let me just finish this. Bishma, this makes sense. From Damar Mishmarto Shoalavo, I understand if the whole Mishmar was delayed in coming, Hainu Dinikansinan, the Kula Mishmar. That's why the entire Mishmar was deserved of being punished. They locked up the ring, they locked up the locker, they're always in the south. But Ella Laman Damar Miriam Bas Bilga, because one girl, she messed up, the entire family is going to be punished. Shemir Daita, Mishim Barta, Kansina Leila Dida. The whole family gets punished because of one lady. So Amar Abaye in, it's true. She is the cause of this whole downfall. Why? Kedamri in, people would say, Shusu di Yenuka, Bashuka, if a child says something in the shuk, in the marketplace, something inappropriate or something, even wherever they say, O Davua, O Deema. They heard it because the father or the mother. Because when you hear a child, if you're like a nursery teacher, hear the children talk, you know exactly what's said in the parent's house because the same language children use, that's what would be used in the parent's house. So if she was willing to say such disgusting things about Mizbech and so on, that means her parents were somehow disgracing the Beis HaMikdash at home as well. Because the parents were going to penalize the entire Mishmar because of what happened, and the Gemara finished off with one final thought. We always like to finish off with a positive thought. Amr Abaye, Oy le Rasha, Oy le Shcheino, Tov le Tzadik, Tov le Shcheino. Woe to the Rasha, woe to those who neighbor him. Greatness to the Tzadik and great for those who neighbor the Tzadik. Shenebar, it says in the Pasuk, Amru Tzadik ki Tov ki Pri, Malem Yochelu, Hajin lach, Hachalo v'slikla masechas. Sukkah, Mazel tov, everyone. Okay, yes, we got a question?